Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Extremely Local News is sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Stephanie Lule from Block Club Chicago with our report today. Good morning, Stephanie. Let's talk first about what happened at the Puerto Rican Museum, and a lot of people very upset about this, aren't they?
Yes, Bob. Good morning. A scene that played out at the Puerto Rican Museum in Humboldt Park is alarming locals after 15 unmarked vehicles and several ICE agents staged an operation in the museum's parking lot. Some of the agents also attempted to access the museum, we saw, according to surveillance video. Museum staff is worried that these agents are casing the property for future actions targeting upcoming Latino festivals, and they say that they're not going to be bullied by ICE and will act to protect residents. In a statement, Homeland Security Press Secretary Tricia McLaughlin told us that the allegations that ICE is targeting the museum are false, she wrote in all caps. But she did say that they staged in the area related to a narcotics investigation.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep following the story.
Yes, they were saying it was about drugs, so we'll see if more comes out on that. Walter Burnett is stepping down, and he's been the dean at the city council, hasn't he?
Yeah, Walter Burnett, after Ed Burke, after what happened with Ed Burke, Walter Burnett has been serving as Chicago's longest tenured alderman. He's been a key ally to the past four mayors, and he's a truly fascinating character. He is stepping down from city council. The vice mayor told Block Club he'll resign by the end of the month, and Bob, in a Chicago tale as old as time, he says that his son wants to replace him as alderman, telling us that Walter Burnett III has been a shadow at city meetings since he was a baby. Mayor Brandon Johnson will be tasked with appointing the next alderman. And as far as what's next for Walter Burnett, he is being eyed for the top job at the CHA, which would be a full circle moment for him as he grew up in Cabrini Green.
That's the Chicago way. Keep it in the family.
He
had some problems in the past, but all in all, great representative for the West Loop and the 27th Ward, Alderman Walter Burnett. Good guy. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I spotted one, and more people are looking at lightning bugs for the first time in many summers, aren't they?
Yeah, if you've been spending some time outdoors this summer, you may have noticed that lightning bugs are back and they're lighting up our city once again. The bugs have been back after a mild winter, and wet spring gave them a strong springboard for survival, local experts told us. They survive best when it's not too hot and it's nice and moist. And it seems like more survived this winter because it wasn't very harsh.
Get your jars ready for the fireflies. Yeah. And let's see, this is going to be not until September, but people are talking about the Midnight Circus already, aren't they?
Yeah, they're talking about it already because this is a popular circus. So Lincoln Square's popular Midnight Circus is bringing its big top back to the city parks in September. They're going to make stops in Grand Crossing, Jefferson Park, Wells Park, and for the first time ever, they'll be performing in suburban Evanston. The popular circus features trapeze artists, tightrope walkers, and Cirque du Soleil performers, and even the founder's own kids and pets. Tickets go on sale Monday, and you can find out more about the shows and how to purchase tickets at blockclubchicago.org.
Stephanie Lule, thank you. Have a good day.
Have a great one, Bob.